Aucklanders still don't know what caused yesterday's intermittent power cuts that left businesses in the CBD out of pocket. The Lions company Vector is investigating the lunchtime blackout, which struck the city's central city and large parts of Parnell and Grafton. Mackenzie Smith reports.
When the power went out early in the afternoon, food orders were cancelled and some shops shut their doors. Jordan Baker, who works at the restaurant chain Better Burger, says they lost power twice.
Luckily on the first one we got all our orders out. Second one, there are two orders affected. Other than that, a few people came in, just had to say power was out, that's about it.
Mary, who works at a shoe store in Britomart, says without power her shop's security was compromised.
No light. If POS didn't work, the telephone didn't work. So for security reasons, I just shut the shop, had my lunch, and then when the power came on, I opened the doors again.
The power was fully restored by 2 o'clock, but the business association, Heart of the City, says the cuts had a significant impact. Its chief executive, Viv Beck, says hospitality was hit the hardest.
Power for cafes and restaurants is a vital part of their trade, but also being able to process electronic transactions, lighting, all that sort of thing.
Viv Beck estimates businesses in the CBD will have lost thousands of dollars.
Some businesses that may have given refunds to customers, quite a significant impact. So there'll be sort of consequential impacts as well that certainly add up for small businesses that are trading and reliant, obviously, on electricity.
Vector is still investigating the cause of the power cut and has declined to be interviewed. For Morning Report, Mackenzie Smith.
And we spoke to Vector this morning. They say they have no one available to comment on the cause of the power outage.